so honored. We all are. This is Ryer Zwart from Amsterdam. And this is Don Heffington from Los Angeles. Yeah, we're going to play some songs that relate to my brunette regrets and hopes. 1, 2. Right the whole time. Oh,
gonna be. It's just you and me in love for a day.
We all stop playing at the same time. And I think that's divine intervention. And so my birth was in the South of the United States with all of its pathetic pathos and beauty and tolerance for individuality. The rusty nail would not always get hammered down. Isn't that wonderful? So this is reflects my fascination with where I'm from, write what you know.
Don't you?
We are sick. We are sick. We are. That's a fine effort. Fine effort. To describe a folk tale, an American folk tale, about a rabbit and a fox. The rabbit rode the fox. The rabbit outfoxed the fox. It's a tale of survival that was not to be condemned to a southern nursery somewhere in the dustbin of history. I decided to write a song about that particular piece of folklore. See, I'm a man with a flexible agenda. It's so great to see it. I can't tell you what my angle is on this. You're so beautiful, so bold, so observing, so gratefully acknowledged. Thank you.
to in view of Sonoma, where there's aroma and heart, memories of her Orange Crate art.
Part of the scene, come on, the present tense. You know, don't walk around telling kids that you used to be a brunette. That's unseemly. They might think you agree. That would be dangerous. So the modern thing is, I got everything on my iPad so that I would look very modern. And I'm fascinated by the thing we call Yankee ingenuity. I wish I had more of it. But there's a time to retire back to the paper, if you please. Isn't that something? I brought this through customs and now it don't work. Isn't this a spectacularly beautiful country you have? And I cannot believe it. And autumn is just moving itself in as the fingerlings of summer depart this very evening, the last evening of our summer together. Here's to you. Come on. So, wonderful. This is about a rainstorm in Los Angeles. I wrote it like everything else from Hawaii. Yeah. You're very kind. You're very kind. We know that. We're very impressed with you. These are quality people here. Quality people. Well, this is very reciprocal. We have a lot in common. I hate to use that term. But you see, I'd rather speak about the cabbages and the kings than about the thing that brings us here in kingly grace. This is the place. No disgrace. Thank you very much. So we're going to talk about those cabbages and those kings. This was written by John Hartford, and he was a man who wrote great songs. Gentle on My Mind was his most famous one. He captained a riverboat. He piloted up and down the Mississippi. He knew it like the back of his hand. He wrote this beautiful song. It's dedicated to my wife from Memphis. Convention of politicians in America on British TV, and I thought we have better things to do with our time, and we're doing that now. You gotta say, it takes talent to get your nose in the trough that quick. There's nothing wrong. Plain is fancy. That's what I learned. That was hammered into my head by Jesus Christ. So here comes a good president, and I'm going to extol his good grace, a man born with a silver spoon in his mouth who never, never caved in, endured, and kept his regard for others permanent, and to my great debt, everlasting. So this is to those... to whom much is given, who gave far more. Precious few, let's count them. Here's FDR. This is a Calypso song from 1941. When Roosevelt came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. When Roosevelt came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. His visit to the island is bound to be an epilogue of history, definitely marking Trinidad and America. We understand that the president had to spend song. A beautiful song written by Attila the Hun, was his nom de guerre. Attila the Hun, whose work is celebrated in his death. The worst musician in the world cannot make a bomb, okay? So let's be nice to musicians today, the last day of summer. All right, here's a great composer. Just want to make sure you remember this name, Louis Moreau Gottschalk, right? And he wrote this in 1857 in New Orleans. Louis Moreau Gottschalk. I wouldn't stand for this. I'm so grateful. I'm so humbled by your standing there. I'm very embarrassed. Very embarrassed by your standing there. But that was a nice thing to say. To be under the radar is okay. Well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get aqueous in a second. And a friend of mine and myself, we were at a restaurant about a year ago, and it's just like yesterday to me at this point. I'm in my 70th year. And the waitress kept going by some very foxy lady, and almost as pretty as my daughter. She was serving everybody who was a brunette first. They came and went, they were gleeful and loud. It was like being in a bat cave. Finally, my friend turned to the waitress and he said, "Hey lady, you don't know who he used to be." Well, this is the truth. Finally, this is just to show you what I make Loudon Wainwright look downright reticent. I heard this from my own agent. He said I was talking to him about the ages of men, you know, William Shakespeare and everything. Very fancy conversation. And my agent said, "No, actually there are not. There are three ages of man in terms of career." I said, "Well, what is that?" He said, "Well, who is Van Dyke Parks? Get me Van Dyke Parks. Get me a young Van Dyke Parks. Who's Van Dyke Parks?" So this is a very good moment, folks. Time is tight. This is about a Hawaiian cowboy.
Trees.
Now there is a chorus playing golf who's saying Japanese. What did you just say? I'll tell you what. Winston Churchill was correct when he said that the only thing that divides us is a common language. And I beg your pardon. Can I eviscerate my favorite song? My favorite song of all time? Can I? Because it... this is not meant to anger you in a proprietary way. I'm a visitor to this planet here. But this is my favorite song of all time. I believe it was written in 1612 by Orlando Gibbons for the pleasure of King James II. So I don't remember the song correctly from my boyhood, but let's rehearse it, okay? Great lyrics, and so anyway, I wish I could have had ears for that in a pub somewhere. But a bitter pill and well coated ear candy, which just suggests the potential of the song, its political potency, its portability, the lightest weight of any art object. This will soon fly away with the paper on which it's written. But we were here to do it together, and I thank you for your great grace. This is our last piece. Ryer is what? Ryer. Don Heppington. Thank you. so sweet. I'm seeing, now I need Steve Jobs on this one. Here comes Steve Jobs. I cannot. This is an amazing. What? Huh? Should we do it? It's going to be short. Blind Reverend Gary Davis wrote this song.